Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Let's head to the BetQL guest hotline. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL by downloading the BetQL app or going to BetQL.com. It's Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5. He's a movie reporting superstar, this kid. What's up, Kevin? Good morning.
What's up, guys? By the way, I update y'all every week. I watched all 4 playoff games in full last weekend.
Good for you.
Dude,
All right, was the final score of the Eagles-Giants game?
I don't remember the final score of the game.
I don't really remember.
It was like
38-7.
Yeah. Thrashing.
Right, it was a pummeling.
I know the Eagles won, obviously. I'm telling you, man, like the one I'm watching out for this particular season is Joe Burrow. I just think he's brilliant to watch. I love watching him play. Him and Mahomes. I think they're two of the most exciting quarterbacks.
They're pretty good.
Where did Joe Burrow play his college football? You get one guess.
He played at LSU. Ooh. And I know that because I was having a discussion the other day, and I mentioned this on your show. I was trying to understand why Joe Burrow was, you know, such an NFL, people loved him going to the NFL versus this guy Stetson Bennett from Georgia, and I was trying to understand the different ceilings that these quarterbacks will eventually have. Like Brock Purdy, for example, on the Niners, he's interesting because, what, he was the third string, and he was, you know, like all the other two guys got injured. And then so for him, though, but he's in that Kyle Shanahan offense, right? So they just plug him into that offense. He can just run it.
I feel like I'm living in a sim, by the way, with Kevin knowing all this about
the
NFL.
Yeah,
are we in the metaverse?
What's happening here?
No, I'll tell you guys, one of the things I respect about football, which I never really understood until recently, is the technical aspect of it. Like, I'm like, it's funny because, like, I love movies so much, but when you actually break down the sport, it's genuinely fascinating, like the psychological aspects of it, the way that the, you know, timeouts, icing the kicker, all these things. But I'm like really into it now.
Texas
would
be like me going to see a Marvel movie and coming in and breaking it down for you.
No, this would be you seeing all the Marvel movies.
All of them, right.
But I do know, I mean, listen, I'm learning a lot, and I'm not trying to do a bit. I'm not trying to come on here and be like, hey guys, listen, I know football. I don't, but I gotta tell you, man, there was a highlight reel the other day I watched of Mahomes that just blew my freaking mind. Like the way I've never seen anybody throw a football like that. The dude jumps in the air like he's throwing a basketball or something. It's insane.
You know what? Better late than never.
Are you traveling this weekend, or can you watch both championship games on Sunday?
So that's interesting. I'm actually traveling. So I'm going to New York for this movie called Knock at the Cabin, which is
I want to see
that. That looks pretty good.
Yeah. I might see that.
That
this
looks
week.
Intriguing.
It's already out, right?
No, it comes out next Friday.
Oh, it comes out next week.
And it's M. Night Shyamalan. And what's interesting about M. Night is over the years, I've always loved him as a filmmaker. I think after Sixth Sense and Signs and Unbreakable, people started to kind of catch on to the whole twist ending thing, and people were kind of not really following his work as much. This is only his second R-rated movie he's ever made in his career. The first one was that terrible movie with Mark Wahlberg, The Happening. But this looks wild. I mean, like, the trailers are incredible for it. I'm talking to him, Dave Bautista. I don't know if you guys know this. You know Dave Bautista used to be a bouncer at a DC bar?
You think we don't know that?
Yes, he used to live in Ashburn.
He's been in studio with us.
Come on, Kevin.
Crazy.
He lived in the townhouses right next to the high school where my daughters went.
He's become like a legit movie star. Like, yeah. I didn't know that he had that in his range of outcomes, but like he's like a big timer now.
Oh, he's a talented dude.
Mm-hmm. What I love about Batista though is like, and there was an interesting article that came out about him the other day that I thought was fascinating. It's like it was comparing him to The Rock, and like, you know, the post wrestling career and again I love The Rock, but think about the movies that Batista has chosen. Like he's like legitimately good actor. Like if you look at like Dune, obviously he was great in Blade Runner 2049, that opening scene with Ryan Gosling. Now he's doing this. He's leading this film. I think someone along the way kind of put him in the right spot. He chose the right roles. I mean, he's working with in legit cinema, like actual phenomenal filmmakers. And so M. Night, I mean, this looks great. I mean, for people who aren't aware of this movie, it's called Knock at the Cabin, based on a book. And basically Jonathan Groff and Ben Aldridge, they're at a cabin with their daughter. And this group shows up basically saying that one of you has to die. And you have to figure out, you have to choose which one of you is going to die to save the world. And like, it apparently, like they show some footage in the trailer of like tidal waves and all these things. It looks wild. So I'm seeing that on Saturday, and then I'm talking to the cast on Sunday. So I'm talking to Dave Bautista Sunday, which I'm excited.
All right, we're going to run out of time. I am actually interested because I watched the full trailer of You People. It's Jonah Hill, Eddie Murphy. It goes straight to Netflix, I believe, tomorrow.
Yeah. So this is, as you mentioned, Eddie Murphy, Jonah Hill, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, Dave Duchovny, and, you know, it's just kind of a cool little 90s mashup. I actually don't think I realized this until I started doing research, because I did interviews with Eddie Murphy and the whole cast, that Eddie Murphy and Julie Louis-Dreyfus were on SNL at the same time. Do you guys remember her on SNL?
Not really. I know she was on, but I don't really remember anything she did.
Yeah, she was on with Eddie Murphy. Like I think there was some overlap, maybe 2 or 3 or 4 years. So basically the movie deals with Jonah Hill's character meets Lauren London, who you probably know. She was in that movie ATL with T.I. years ago. But they meet and they want to get married, so they have to meet each other's parents, right? So Lauren London's parents are Nia Long and Eddie Murphy, and Jonah Hill's parents are Dave Duchovny and Julie Louis-Dreyfus. And the movie deals with, you know, different types of, you know, race and things that arise from the tension of the family's meeting. And so the comedy kind of comes out of that. And I think people have been saying, like, you know, it's a mixture of like Meet the Parents versus like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Like there's like different aspects of different versions of that. But like, it's really funny. I mean, listen, Eddie Murphy.
I saw a clip, Kevin, where they were at the dinner table. And Jonah Hill is very uncomfortable because his parents are saying things which are maybe not racially sensitive. It did look funny. What's your rating?
I gave it a 3.5. So
three
like
and
it's
half.
One of those,
not great.
It's one of those movies. Like listen, it's on Netflix. So if you know JP, if you and Jess turn it on like you know Saturday night and watched it, I think you'd laugh and have fun, and that would be it. It's not something you're going to like walk away from going, that was the funniest movie I've ever seen, or that was revolutionary. But I mean, it's funny. I mean, Jonah Hill, he hasn't really been in a ton recently. I know he did that great that other film on Netflix, which I haven't seen, with The Therapist, which I've heard is incredible. But he is always, he's always been super funny. But watching him interact with Eddie Murphy, you know, I go back Nutty Professor, Everything Forward, 48 Hours, Beverly Hills Cop, but Dolomite. He did that movie a few years ago, Dolomite, which was on Netflix as well, which was absolutely hilarious.
And you interviewed him for this, right?
Yeah, he was great. And I talked to him. One of the things I talked to him about when I talked to him was, you guys saw the Golden Globes where he gave the speech about the 3 pieces of advice that he would give people.
No.
I don't know if you guys saw that.
No, I didn't.
You talked to him about how he writes his jokes.
Yeah, he writes his jokes and like, you know, what's it like? I didn't realize he turned 21 on a set of 48 hours. He was on SNL when he was 18 or 19 years old. The dude's been acting for 46 years. It's incredible. So yeah, I always love talking to him. He's a really interesting, very thought provoking, fascinating guy. He's
so 3.5 for You People, which is on Netflix. I know that you wanted to talk about episode 2 of The Last of Us. I was telling the boys I was kind of out on it. I watched the first episode. It didn't really reel me in. I watched Walking Dead. I don't know. I found it a little bit similar. And just maybe because Walking Dead just kept going and going and going, I didn't want to get invested in it. But maybe I should watch episode two. What do you have to say about that one?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Last of Us is probably the biggest surprise for this year so far. I know we're not that far into this year, but I was just shocked how much I loved the show. And so episode two aired last Sunday. Episode three is this Sunday. Obviously, I think it'll, I'm not sure what time the 6:30 game this Sunday. So it might like perfectly align up because it starts at 9 o'clock. For people who don't know, for Last of Us, if you have HBO Max, all you have to do is log on to HBO Max at 9, and then the entire episode will already be there. So, like, you know, if the show starts at 9, they literally put the show right there for you at 9 on HBO Max. So it might still be in the middle of one of the games if it starts at 6:30, but you can just watch it afterwards and it'll still be there. But, yeah, this show is incredible. Pedro Pascal is fantastic. Second episode was a bit more exposition heavy in terms of like explaining the world. But this particular episode this week I've heard is the best of the series. So I'm very excited to see it. But I'm kind of with you guys. I'm more interested in the games this weekend, to be honest. Like I want to watch these games really bad. So
hey, Kevin, hold on. You're hearing episode three is the best episode of the series or?
I heard three is the best of the series. That premiere, that's this Sunday.
Right.
Kevin, real quick. So the Oscar nominations came out, and Eric gave us the nominations yesterday, and it included Top Gun for Best Picture. Did you think that Cruise should have been nominated for Best Actor, which he was not?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question because, listen, Tom Cruise has been nominated three times. And the three roles he's been nominated for, I think, are better than the performance he gives here, even though the performance he gives here is fantastic. I mean, he was nominated for Magnolia, which was outstanding. Jerry Maguire, which is iconic. And then the role I think he should have won for, which was Born on the 4th of July, Oliver Stone. But this, at the end of the day, this movie does not exist without Tom Cruise. He's the reason it was made. He's the reason why it works. At the end of that scene with Val Kilmer, that scene is unbelievably well done. Like, he is so great in that sequence. And, I do think he should have been nominated. Should he have won? I don't think so. The movie could win Best Picture. If it does, he wins an Oscar. He's a producer on the film. The blockbusters this year that got nominated, Top Gun, Avatar, Elvis, Everything Everywhere All at Once. I mean, it's cool to see movies that people actually went out and watched that are nominated for the Oscars this year. Question is, will the ratings be good? I mean, these award shows don't do well anymore, unfortunately. I think the Oscars are airing the night of The Last of Us finale, and I'm like, I kind of want to watch The Last of Us finale. So it'll be an interesting Oscar season, but definitely see The Whale, definitely see Elvis, definitely see Everything Everywhere All at Once. If you haven't seen Top Gun, I think they're re-releasing it in theaters soon, which was obviously an astounding, amazing experience. So, mm-hmm.
All right, Kevin.
Who do you guys have this weekend? I'm excited. Have a good
week. Well, I hope San Francisco wins. I don't know. I've got my questions.
Brock Purdy is amazing to watch, even though it's the offense that really that carries him, though. Garoppolo, he was the other guy. He was great too, but he got injured.
Great,
so. Yeah.
All right, have
he
a good.
Was good.
Have
he went to Super Bowl twice.
Have a good weekend. Have a good weekend.
All right, thank you, Kevin.
See you guys. All
right. By the way,
I'm sorry I can't listen to Kevin talk sports.
Can't root more against the Chiefs now after seeing the Jackson Mahomes, Brittany Mahomes video of them going crazy after them beating. I'd forgotten somehow how annoying Jackson Mahomes is. So I can't support the Chiefs. I just can't. It's impossible.
I'm with you.
You're going to hold that against the guys.
Yes.
Yeah. He has nothing invested in either of the teams.
No, I know, but it's called guilt by association. Mm-hmm. So okay. I will certainly throw my support. I'm sure they really need it behind the Bengals against the Chiefs. All right, when we come back, we'll get into the Commanders, a new name in the offensive coordinator search. We'll tell you who it is next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Coming up at 8:45, we'll talk Caps with Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals. They return home for a home game against the Pens tonight after their West Coast roadie. So that's coming up at 8:45. Wanted to get into the latest in the Commanders' ongoing offensive coordinator search. There's a new name in the mix. Anthony Lynn, come on down for your interview with Ron Rivera and the staff. He's a look. If Ron is looking to run the ball at a crazy ratio, like you mentioned in the postseason presser, Anthony Lynn may be the guy. I mean, he's been a running backs coach in Jacksonville, Dallas, Cleveland, for the New York Jets for three seasons. He was the assistant head coach for the Jets and the running backs coach there as well. Had the same title in Buffalo, and he was the Chargers head coach from 17 to 20.
Wasn't a great head coach. And I remember a bunch of people questioning some of his moves and decisions as a head coach, timeouts, you know, end of halves type things, decisions that he would made at end of games. He was with Detroit as an OC, you said,
with
for a year?
With Detroit for 1 year.
And Campbell fired him?
He was let go after basically he was on the job there for 1 year, almost exactly.
And he's with the Niners this past year.
Now he's with the Niners, his title there, assistant head coach and running backs coach.
Well, he was an RB. He played for the Niners.
Here's the thing. I like all former head coaches. Like I don't even mind the Pat Shurmur guy because, you know, he's a former head coach. I don't mind. I just think former head coaches just have unique knowledge and skill sets having been through that grind. So I would be okay with it. It's not a sexy hire.
I just don't know if it's just all for show.
Mostly
if you
it
believe
is.
The report from Breer that they're going to hire Zampezi. Maybe he'll get wowed by somebody who comes in late.
I'll be surprised if they hire Zampezi. I'll really be surprised. I really will be surprised, despite what Breer reported.
I'd be interested to know why he was only on the Lions staff for one year.
Well, they were like terrible.
Philosophical differences with Dan Campbell?
Probably.
Oh, the lack of production. How many games did they win in 21?
It wasn't a lot. They were picking super high in the draft.
They were like three games?
Probably three or four games.
They took the stud edge rusher out of
Aiden
Michigan.
Hutchinson.
Yeah, I mean, I think they just looked at production.
I think they picked two.
And Goff, if you look at his production, got a lot better this year.
Yeah.
Now, he did get, you know, St. Brown, a receiver.
St. Brown
makes
is
a difference.
Freaking stud, been that awesome. Guy.
That guy's been awesome.
But would worry me that the offense got a lot better after Anthony Lynn left.
Wait till Jameson Williams is at 100% next season.
Oh, he's going to
be
a stud.
He just started dipping his toe in the water at the end of the 2022 season. Yeah.
But if you want to run the football, which they say they want to do, this guy's all about running.
Of course. I wouldn't hate it. I think any of these guys aren't going to make any difference. Usually when guys swap out coordinators, it rarely changes. Now, I guess you can point to the Lions. Who's their offense coordinator now?
I think his name is Ben Johnson.
He's a young dude.
Why don't they interview him?
I don't know.
I mean, you want to talk about interviewing a young guy? Interview Ben Johnson.
Let's see. Yeah, Ben Johnson.
Here's what I was thinking about doing. Just to troll Ron. Drabby, I don't know if you're interested in this.
Apparently, according to NFL.com, Ben Johnson has told teams he wants to stay with Detroit.
Okay, makes sense. Instead of going through all these different permutations of offensive coordinators, and these guys are all bums. I mean, right? I mean, they're all whatever. You're not going to get any studs. Why don't we troll Ron and just start talking about potential head coaches? Like, let's just seriously start breaking down the head coaches that we're going to be going after in a year when this inevitably fails.
The surprising thing is they haven't hired anybody yet. All these teams that have been interviewing coaches, it's like they're playing chicken waiting for one. Because, you know, once one gets hired, there's going to be like a flurry of like four guys
hired.
Yeah,
I like that idea. Let's just troll Ron and just start talking about potential head coaches for next year.
Can I tell you what Colin Cowherd said yesterday?
Yeah.
I wish he
stinks too. I never watched him. A buddy of mine texted me after he said this. He said, let me just scroll down. He goes, Diana Rossini, maybe we should get Diana on. Mm-hmm. Diana Rossini is a reporter for ESPN and used to work in the D.C. market. She has a very good contact with the Commanders people. She had a tweet yesterday that said there is an unnamed team waiting in the wings that could potentially land Sean Payton. When she says that, a lot of people say, oh, it's going to be the Cowboys. But he goes, let me throw out a team. Washington. He says, why? No bad contracts. They can cut Carson Wentz tomorrow. They have several great young players at key positions. Let me scroll down here. He goes, I think you got to keep your eye out for Washington. New owners, I've been told they're interested in Sean Payton. I don't know what owners he's talking to.
That gets a stirring in the pants if you're a Commanders fan.
He goes, I know Carolina and Dallas are viewed too, but keep your eyes out for Washington.
And Ron hates that report. Ron.
Now, I heard this. I think he said this yesterday. Now, this is not on the website, but he said Sean Payton. I guess Sean Payton and Cowherd are friends.
Well, he's a regular guest this year.
He said Sean Payton would be interested in the Commanders job if the team was sold before the draft. Now, the draft's late April. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if it went all the way to early April before they're sold or mid-April, well, who's he going to hire for his staff? So that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you
and
take
remember,
this seriously.
Payton is basically.
I like it.
You take this seriously?
I don't know what to take of it.
I mean, report.
But he also might be. I don't know enough about Sean Payton, but he might be doing what Mike McCarthy did and have his staff already assembled, waiting to get hired. Remember, McCarthy did that bit where they watch film every day and
maybe. Like yeah, maybe you might
probably
be right.
Eat nachos every day. Yeah.
But I don't know.
That would be a bomb. That's a bombshell.
That's a sexy hire.
Oh, that's the biggest bombshell in the world. You might want to get Diana
smirking.
On it. Oh, yeah. Listen, all I want to do.
I wonder if Diana Rossini was talking about the Commanders.
EB hates Peyton's posture.
The problem
so
is, I can ask her confidentially, but then I can't talk. You know what I mean? I can't say. If she wanted to say it, she would have said it.
No, but I'm saying if she's tweeting out there's a surprise team.
She's not going to say who the surprise team is.
No, I know that, but maybe she can still talk in general.
I'm happy to get her on, she could tell us something, but it would probably be confidentially.
Anyway,
yeah, let's keep it on the down low.
Peyton's in a situation.
I think that's a long shot, but who knows?
Peyton's in a situation.
Oh,
I
sure
think
you
I
like
saw
it.
His interview.
I'm sure you like it.
I don't know if it's every week, but he goes on with Colin Cowherd regularly. I think it's probably part of his contract because he signed a contract with Fox. EB's grilling his posture on the Fox Sunday show. I haven't seen that.
He's got the worst posture.
But I've seen him on with Cowherd where he sits there for a couple segments and he just sits down.
Posture.
He looks super relaxed and he talks the NFL. And I think he's in a position where he doesn't have to take a gig this year. Like, he's not.
What, you think he's in a position where he doesn't have to take a gig?
Well, I know he's in a position.
Of course he is.
I think he might not. Like, if he doesn't find the situation he likes with, like, and I think he has said the two biggest factors, or two of the biggest factors, are the ownership situation and quarterback.
And he's already come out and said,
that makes sense.
My price is starting at $20 million. He knows
however,
wherever he goes, he's going to get paid.
We don't have
I know, but like he's talking to the Texans, and he said, I saw him say that the Texans would be in play because he has some sort of relationship with the owners there, a little bit loose, and they can draft a quarterback.
Well, they can draft a quarterback, but their ownership is wacky. Like, Peyton may say that publicly, but in the back of his brain, he's saying, there's not any chance I'm going to be the next coach of the Texans.
Well, money talks, though.
I can't deal
with
the deal. Well, he's going to get money wherever he goes.
And he lives close to where the Texans are.
He's not going to work.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't rule it out.
No, you can't. He can't draft a quarterback because it's going to cost you two first-round picks.
That is true. You have to give compensation to the Saints.
You can't just say, oh, I'm going to go draft Bryce Young this year.
Right.
Because that pick's gone. Unless you kick the can down the road and do a 2024, 2025
first round pick. How long is he still tied to the Saints?
It's for another, isn't it 2 years? Or is it 1 year?
Well, that's a factor.
Huge factor.
Mm-hmm. I just like the idea of just abandoning who's going to be the dumb offensive coordinator. I just like predicting who's going to be the next.
Getting back to
coach.
Lynn for a second, the reason that the Commanders didn't bring in Ben Johnson, who is the Detroit current OC, is because sources said he'll return. This is from Rappaport. He'll return on an enhanced contract that features a large raise.
Right, of course,
because they know that he's going
to
be in demand.
The Commanders' OC job isn't going to be a lateral move for somebody. You're either going to have to get a retread who was fired or is out there, an older guy.
Right.
Or you're going to have to hire a pass game specialist, a tight ends coach, a wide receivers coach, quarterbacks coach.
Running backs coach.
Running
Anthony
backs
Lynn.
Coach.
Like, there's no passing game specialist.
Yeah, you're not just going to ask Detroit's offensive coordinator to make a lateral move or even downgrade.
Right. That doesn't make any sense.
This position.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to elevate somebody.
That's fine. Yeah, assistant head coach.
I know, but it's stupid to throw out his name. Why are people gonna throw out his name? It's
whose
dumb.
Name? Who Nobody really threw it out until we just were talking about Anthony Lynn, who was in Detroit.
No, I'm about Ben Johnson's name.
I know. I'm saying nobody's really thrown his name.
I just asked why is he not in the mix, and.
Because he got a bunch of $4 stuffed in his pocket by the new owner.
Yeah, that's all.
That's why.
Makes sense. Just asking a question. Listen, I just like the idea of trolling Ron. I'm all in on that. Let's go through the head coach. If it's not Sean Payton, give me some other names that we could go after. Not now, but after we fail next year.
So after Ron has another 7 or 8 win
sexy
season,
sexy head coach name.
Well, we'll see who the good teams for next year, and their coordinators will be the sexy names.
Yeah,
Just like they are now.
Lincoln Riley.
I would give him a phone call.
Do we want him? I mean, what's his pro experience like?
Lincoln Riley?
He doesn't have any.
Yeah, he's a zero.
I don't love that. But
you know,
fine.
Do you know who Lincoln Riley is the coach of?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm just saying. Give me another name.
By the way, I'd rather have his.
How many
protege,
college guys?
I'd rather have Caleb Williams, the guy he's coaching,
over than Lincoln Riley.
How many college guys have done really, really well? I'm sure you'll point to a couple, but I can think of a lot of spectacular busts.
Oh, a lot of them are busts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a pro guy.
The Eagles offensive coordinator. The Eagles defensive coordinator. You're going to get coordinators are going to be the guys.
No, I'm saying.
How about a sexy name like Sean Payton?
It's going to be
Mike
the DeMeco Ryans of the world.
There aren't any.
Because they're
employed. Like, the good coaches are employed.
Are
He's like the only good coach of the
world. I'm not necessarily looking for a young hotshot. No. I'm looking for a sexy name.
Kellen Moore.
Here's a sexy name. I don't know how long his contract runs. Mike Tomlin. Sexy.
Why would he leave Pittsburgh to come here?
I mean, I just said I don't know how long.
It's a sexy name. You're right
about
that
talks,
part.
Call him.
He's not going to leave Pittsburgh. They're not going to let him go. It's
overwhelm
the most,
with an offer.
Stable organization.
Yeah, that's
in
like
the
saying
NFL.
Bill Belichick.
Hey, yeah.
They're not leaving.
You asked me for a sexy name. I gave you a sexy name.
But give me a sexy name of someone that's available. Is there someone that was just fired that's still a sexy name?
Probably.
You want
not.
Another Ron Rivera?
No.
You want a retread?
I would prefer some. No, someone's been great.
You want Cliff Kingsbury?
You don't want Kingsbury.
No, he's hanging out in Thailand.
You want Matt Rhule?
Is he going to coach from Thailand?
No.
These are the guys
Matt
who were fired.
Matt Rhule.
Frank Reich?
No.
He a Terp.
I do like
you
that.
You have connections.
I probably
connections.
Would get a sly little grin out of that. But no,
sure.
I don't really want him. Just trying to think. Is there... Okay, so Lincoln Riley.
Why? Is he... Are there rumors that he wants to coach in the NFL?
No.
I can't imagine.
He's just thinking of a big name.
He's making $10
million.
He's got
million. Such a... $10 million gets used a private jet all the time.
Yeah, but he can make... Double. If Sean Payton's going to make $20 million or more, you think Lincoln Riley can't command that?
What about Bieniemy? That's a hot coordinator name.
Why hasn't he gotten a job
He's
yet?
He's still not getting interviews.
There must be issues with him.
Well, I know there's issues just from like his track record.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be something. Either he doesn't interview well or he's got a personality flaw.
I think he
should have already
stuff.
Gotten a job. I mean, the Chiefs have the best offense every year. Why doesn't he have a job?
Because Andy Reid calls the plays.
Yeah, because they have Pat Mahomes. People are like,
I think he allegedly calls the plays now, but there is some debate about that.
What about Brian Flores?
No.
Not sexy enough.
Not sexy enough.
No. Not splashy enough, in my opinion.
Man, we're going to get a doo-doo coach.
You're not necessarily going to
get a
doo-doo coach, E.B. There's going to be... You
it
just
can't
have
be
to,
any worse than Ron.
You have to get the correct guy. Like, the Giants nailed it with Brian Daboll, right? He wasn't some sort of sexy
we'll
name.
See. I mean, so far, he's crushed it in year one. Let's see how he does in year
right.
two.
Yeah.
All right, give us a call on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. EB wants to actively troll Ron Rivera.
Well, because we know he's getting fired.
Give us your sexy name hire for the Washington
Commanders.
I like the
Sean Payton thing that Jason's throwing out there. Maybe we just get rid of him by March.
Who's your sexy hire? We're ready to hire Ron's replacement right now.
I mean, the offensive coordinator deal is just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Yeah.
That, it's not going to change anything.
All right, so give us your sexy hire, 800-636-1067. Who would you want to replace Ron Rivera as head coach of the Commanders?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So we're zooming right past the offensive coordinator, and we're just ready to theoretically replace Ron Rivera as the head coach of the Commanders.
I'll throw out another name that is just one of the hot, sexy names. Now, this guy has flirted with the NFL, and he probably just does it to use that to his advantage at Michigan.
The leverage,
but Jim Harbaugh.
That'd be sexy.
That's a sexy name.
And I mean,
he's very competitive with his brother. Very competitive.
Right. And he interviewed in Carolina.
Yeah, but who knows if
is
he's
he
doing
younger,
that? Just
the younger or older brother? I don't know off the top of my head.
He's the older.
Jim is the older?
I think
I thought John was the older.
I'm not sure.
I don't know,
that's
but they're very competitive. Mm. And but I don't know if he's interviewing just to increase his advantage at Michigan. Because he did the same thing last year.
Do you think John goofs on Jim for getting beaten by TCU in the college football playoff? Or is that too
No,
that
he probably goofs on him for spanking him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's still pissed about that.
Yeah, he probably does that. That's true. It's a good point.
I thought for sure Jim was the older, but maybe I'm
wrong. I think Jim is the younger.
Hmm? Okay.
Yeah, but Jim has the better playing resume, which he can always hold over his brother.
For sure.
Yeah, but his brother has
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl right, score.
How about
which
this is
the
sexy
ultimate.
Name? How about this is a sexy name? Again, who cares about the offensive coordinator?
John is 50. Jim is 49.
Okay.
Hey, we're older than both Harbaughs?
I know,
that
sick.
Stinks. Unbelievable.
Who cares about offensive coordinator? Whoever comes in here is going to fail. what about Sean McVay? Sean
super
McVay
duper
seems like
sexy.
He's burned out in
he's
LA.
Like, makes me want to disrobe sexy name.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you can get your hands on Sean McVay, yes.
I like
all
that.
All about it.
Look, I think if whenever the new owners are announced, and who knows when that's going to be, I think you're going to see a lot of the big names become interested.
All right, let's go to Alan in Bryantown. Hey, Alan, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, boys. How you doing?
What's up? I'm great.
Hey, Jason, going back to Harbaugh, not only do you get a big splash, you get headlines, you got John schooling him, and you keep him out of NC2A jail.
I don't know. There's some rumors out there.
Yeah, what's going on? Are they under? They're under investigation? What's it for?
What are the coaches?
What did they do? Improper contact?
Improper contact,
time or something?
Especially during COVID, but apparently, and Jim Harbaugh denies this, but when the NCAA was investigating, apparently he was not 100% truthful.
Ah, he's withholding the information.
Yeah,
I'm
but
sure
who knows?
That happens all the time.
Who knows?
Let's go to Kevin in Lanham. Kevin, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Junks, man? How about Nick Saban, man, since we have half his players here? He said sexy pick.
I mean, that's a sexy name, but like Saban's in his 70s now, isn't he?
But
like,
please, no more retreads.
Well, I think Saban was just at good counsel yesterday.
Yeah, no more retreads. I want a head coach from any team that's in the playoffs. No retreads. Dable wasn't a retread. Sirianni wasn't a retread. We need one of the young, somebody from Cincinnati, somebody from Kansas City.
You want a young hotshot.
Sometimes the
type.
Retreads work out because, look, Doug Peterson's a retread and did a pretty good job in Jacksonville his first year.
Yep. I feel like McCarthy's doing okay in Dallas.
He's doing pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like he's doing terrible.
No more retreads.
But you know Jerry Jones doesn't care about the 12 wins in the regular season. He wants to advance in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to move him.
I bet you he's thinking, you don't think he's been talking to Peyton?
Oh, I'm sure he's been talking to Peyton.
I think it's
right
on his
away.
Mind. I think it's
him,
on his mind.
They asked him right away after the game, and he said no.
Well, what's he going to say?
Well, right he could say, game. I got to think about it. Could say I'm not happy with how the season ended.
I mean, just because he says that right after the game, I don't believe it.
Do you still
I think it's on his mind.
You still think that McCarthy could be let go? You still think that's in
play? I think it's a possibility, but only for Peyton.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Matt in Stafford. Looking for a sexy head coach. We don't care about the offensive coordinator. They're going to fail. We care about the next head coach.
That's right. That's right. Rivera, he'll be gone soon.
Right.
And we're worried about the new sexy head coach. And the Saturday, he started a precedent where he went straight to head coach.
All right.
You know, Bill Cowher, he was upset about it.
Right.
But it's a precedent now. It's
all
set.
Right. All right.
And there's guys out there that were already offensive minds playing quarterback. Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, Tom Brady. Peyton Manning, any of these guys would be a head coach, a great head coach. Think about Drew Brees. He has zero charisma on the air. It's, you know, he should go into coaching.
It was so weird that he did that whole Purdue bit, right, just before the bowl game where he went in there and coached for a couple weeks.
Drew Brees did?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did not.
Yeah. That was kind of weird.
And think about
how did he
Peyton
fit that
Manning.
In with all of his gambling commercial TV commercials?
I don't know. I fit it in with his pickleball.
I don't know.
Guy's big into pickleball. Yeah.
I mean,
like
imagine
it.
The sheriff walks in. Yeah, I mean, they'll command instant respect.
But Peyton is not going to coach, right? Peyton seems to enjoy
life.
He's
expressed no interest.
The thing about those guys, those big names that you throw out there, they know they can make even more money and work
less
in TV.
And go undefeated.
Right.
That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean,
the thing, but most guys that I know that are coaches that are like born to coach, they're born to coach. They love coaching.
Right, they love
they
it.
Love yeah. being they love being a part of a team.
Right.
They love winning.
Yeah, but after a while, like working 20-hour days,
I know.
And like
yeah, I mean, it's such a grind.
It does take its toll. There's
they
no
probably
doubt.
For 4-hour days. It's people that I know.
Yeah, I know. But it takes a little getting used to. But that's why I was stunned that Bill Cowher never went back. It stunned me.
Right. He was over it. He had reached the mountaintop, and he didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
He wanted to go down to Bald Head Island, hang out at his house.
Who wouldn't?
Let's go to Zach in Waldorf, looking for a sexy head coach name. Who cares about the offensive coordinator? That guy's going to bomb.
Anthony Lynn does absolutely nothing.
For I mean, Pat
what about
Shermer?
Studsville?
Studsville.
I mean, all these guys are losers. they're going to bomb.
I couldn't believe it's Studsville. I heard on B. Mitch and Finley. He coached Brian Mitchell in Philadelphia.
Right. So did Ron. Ron was there.
That dude's been in the NFL forever.
Zach, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
what's
buddy.
Up, man?
Zach.
I think they should promote Jack Del Rio from the defensive coordinator position. He's shown some consistency with the defense. And I think he'd be a good coach.
Very unsexy to me.
Hasn't he failed as a head coach in two spots?
Yeah, no thank you for JDR as the head coach.
He was a total
fan.
He was
around 500.
As the DC, great. Fantastic. As the head coach, absolutely not.
Huh.
Not in a league dictated by offenses, not having a defensive head coach.
If you think Ron Rivera is one of the worst coaches based on his the times he made the postseason in his career, I think Del Rio is probably
his career 93-94
there's
as
no
a head
way.
Coach.
There's no way
but he's had some good seasons. I bet you he's had more winning seasons than Ron. I have no idea. I'm just
he may
guessing.
Have.
But,
I don't think so.
But
Ron's only had three.
There's no way. The new owners, whoever they are,
let me see.
And keep your fingers crossed that happens, that the new owners are going to hire a fossil like Vic Fangio, like a type like that.
That would be the worst.
It's impossible that happens.
Yeah, there's your retread.
It's going to be an innovative, offensive-minded head coach.
Jack Del Rio had four seasons.
He's been to he was in the playoffs three times in 12 years.
Uh-huh.
I think you're sleeping on Brian Flores. I think that's a great option.
I am sleeping on him.
Except he's a defensive guy.
I think I'm officially asleep on him.
I think he's a great coach. He's innovative. At least on defense, he's kind of a hard ass. And he was actually turning Miami around until they were tanking games.
But he hated Tua. They didn't get along.
Tua.
And that was
when they blossomed.
That's who they were building around.
Yeah.
So if you have a guy who hates your quarterback, I don't know if that's the best guy to bring in.
What about the offensive coordinator in Cincy?
Oh, what's his name?
DeCallahan?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up. I don't know their offensive coordinator off the top of my head.
By the way, is Bill Callahan on his staff?
He's on the Cleveland staff.
Is Brian is it Brian? Is that his son?
I don't know. With all the nepotism in the NFL, I wouldn't be shocked.
You know who's out of the league, I think, is Brian Schottenheimer. I believe he's out of the league.
Brian Callahan is the son of Bill Callahan.
Loves running the ball, then, I guarantee you that. Drabby, wasn't Schottenheimer your guy in Seattle for a long time?
He was. He made Russell Wilson look better than he is.
that is true. It's a very good point.
Who's your guys' offensive coordinator? You got a lot out of Geno this year. More than anybody in the world thought.
It's the old Rams QB coach.
I know who you're talking. I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
You don't know it off the top of your head?
I'm having a brain fart. I can't remember his name.
So Shane Waldron.
That's Waldron.
Yeah. Why? That's kind of sexy.
Our QB coach is getting a lot of interviews for OC jobs. Canales.
Yeah, the Ravens interviewed him. Go look him up. He's silly. He's a sexy jack dude.
Really?
Oh yeah. He looks like he's got plays coming out of his ears.
Right? You could go in the gym with him. Just rack him.
Yeah. The guy looks like he does 1,000 sit-ups a day.
Anybody could get a year out of Geno like that's got to be in contention for a gig.
Sure. Why wouldn't they be?
Guy did nothing, and then all of a sudden, freaking MVP candidate.
He looks like he could play tight end.
Really?
Yeah.
Canales, he's a younger guy?
He looks younger. I don't know his age, but he's dreamy.
Anyway, I like this move. I like this conversation more than the OC conversation, because all the names are turds anyway. Let's just cut to the chase. Right. Let's go through the head coaching
Ron
candidates.
Ron won't resign. He won't just step down.
I've asked him to resign three different times this year. I publicly asked him to resign.
He just won't listen.
Yeah.
That Ron Rivera is stubborn.
We got to move on. It's time to move on.
All right,
I think you're going to get your wish.
Coming up later in the show, we will talk more NFL with Jason LaCafora coming up at 9 a.m. And we'll talk Caps with Lars Eller at 8:45.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.